the fine attorney from Lansing. He's working on a lot of high-profile cases, and we wanted to chat with him once again. Mike, how are you?
Well, good morning, Tony. Thanks again for having me.
You're busier than the busiest bee that I know.
Well, I've been told I'm the busiest attorney in Lansing, maybe Michigan.
All right, well, let's talk about all the cases that you're involved with. First of all, give us an update. You are working with those Saginaw businesses that were located and somewhat financially displaced, if you will, during the road construction. Tell us about that case and where you are.
Well, thank you. We had a meeting with some of the businesses this week on Wednesday out at LCC at a meeting room, and we discussed the different avenues for them possibly to collect or become whole again. Now, we looked at a number of things, and it was surprising to talk with those folks that not only is there financial compensation, but there may be ways for the state to help them out otherwise, such as tax incentives, other benefits the state may be able to have. So it was a great benefit to talk with those business owners and really get a different perspective of, you know, just not going after money, but there may be other incentives the state can offer that may help and put these people back to where they were. Of course, some of them are completely out of business and may be so disorganized they couldn't come back. But I think for those that are still out there, there was a strong indication that there may be other incentives available other than just a cash return, which I think the state would love to come in and help these people other than trying to, you know, write checks.
So what's your next step with that?
Well, next step is to give the 180-day notice that's required whenever you file a suit against the state. So we're hoping when I give notice, then I'll have 180 days I have to wait to file suit, and maybe some negotiations can continue from there.
All right, let's talk about the medical marijuana case that many Lansing businesses are involved with.
Well, thank you. I've been retained by a number of businesses up and down Michigan Avenue and throughout Michigan. It appears that there's a taking issue, and we're exploring that issue. Any dispensary that was shut off, not because of the McQueen case, but because of a cease and desist order, may have a right to claim a taking. It's similar if you have a piece of property and the state comes in and takes part of it or prevents you from making an income when they had already legally allowed it. But when they shut that off, you have a tremendous number of businesses that were faced with $100,000 leases. They had facades they put up. These are small business people, and many of them family owners that put their life savings into that, and they deserve to be compensated some way too. And again, maybe not a cash check from the state or the city, but maybe some kind of compensation that would help them. So it comes down, and I see it a bigger issue is small business. You have the state of Michigan and the counties going through here acting like elephants and smushing these small businesses that up and down the food chain, your small business is your algae. You got to start with that, and if you're destroying that, then there's no way you can ever get Michigan up and running again.
This case is so muddled because of all the local ordinances that have come forth because these municipalities think that the laws are too vague, and they were really they say trying to shut down the illegitimate businesses.
Well, the laws are, different enough that it's hard to say what's out there and what's not. And what we've done is we planned a symposium on November 19th. It's out at the Lansing Causeway and Convention Center. And what we've done, we've brought some folks in from California that helped get the initiative passed there and something that everyone could live with. There's Dennis Perone showing up. So we're going to have, it's a symposium, we'll have booths set up. And of course, there will be, you know, no alternative medication there at all. It's only a symposium to discuss different avenues. And we're trying to also get the different associations together. I don't know if you're familiar with all the different associations and caregivers, but it's like herding cats. But if they centralized, I think there'd be a very strong political forum as well as a very strong legal end. And that's what we're going to offer to centralize these people is we want to offer them statewide legal services. Similar to what we did over in Battle Creek, whenever they had the farmer's market busted there, they went in and they actually brutalized these people, sick people, put guns in their face, forced them to the ground. So I've gathered them up, and next week we're going to file a 1983 claim against the county for brutalizing these sick people when they came in. They didn't arrest them. They came in and they put their guns in their face. They took their medicine, they took their money, and they left them then after brutalizing them. So I'm filing a 1983 claim against them for that.
All right. Any update on the Enbridge case, which you are working with a lot of those residents?
Sure. Now, on November 19th and 20th, you're going to be very busy. On the 20th, we have a big meeting at the Kellogg Center where we're attempting to gain as many clients as we can before we file suit. The problem is that there's an overhanging class action. So it's a different problem when they're claiming that we may be trying to interfere with their class, but they haven't been established as a class yet. So I've been getting at least some strange vibrations from some larger firms that are doing the class action out of Detroit.
And finally, you're going to Nicaragua. Why are you doing that?
Thank you. I've been in, when we first talked, I told you about the case where I went and lived with the Tuscaroras for about a year and a half. And they heard about what I did in Nicaragua and Central America and Panama. So next week I'm going to Panama and Nicaragua. Been invited by some unions down there to look at a possible poisoning case against a chemical company here in Michigan. So I think it would be a very serious case, you know, if they decide to retain me.
How are you going to do all this stuff?
Well, it's a lot, I'll tell you, but I'm a busy man and I love it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it, and I love every minute.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll talk with you soon.